Keep Christ in View, September 20. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. If suspicions and envy and jealousies and evil surmisings are cherished, these will exclude the blessing of God, for Jesus cannot dwell in a heart where these things are cherished. The soul temple must be cleansed of every defilement. Christ foresaw the danger of all these things, and just prior to giving his life for the world he prayed to his Father that his disciples might be one with Christ as he was one with the Father. Nothing can grieve the Spirit of God more than variance among those who are engaged as laborers in his vineyard, because the same Spirit they entertain is diffused among the churches. Such seed, once sown, is difficult to eradicate. It requires time and labor and distress of soul to adjust things, and bring in a state of harmony and peace. All heaven is laboring for the unity of the Church, and the professed followers of Christ are working at cross purposes with God, because they will not heed his instruction, but will bring in dissension. The one running in a race will surely lose his victory if he keeps looking behind him or from side to see if his fellows are coming out ahead of him. He must run to win the crown of immortal glory, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of his faith. This work in which we are engaged is a grand, a holy, a sacred work. We cannot for a moment be off our guard. The crown. The imperishable crown to be won, is to be kept before the one running the race. So run that ye may obtain. Look not to man. Your responsibility is to God, and he will render to every man according as his work shall be. We behold, and catch the bright beams in the face of Jesus Christ. We receive as much as we can bear. Let us not stop to quarrel over circumstances, but keep Christ in view. Through the transforming power of the Holy Ghost we become assimilated to the image of the blessed object we behold. Do not murmur nor find fault. The image of Christ is engraven upon the soul, that looks upon Jesus, and reflected back in spirit, in words, in true service for our fellow beings. Christ's joy is in our hearts, and our joy is full. This is true religion. Let us make sure to obtain it, and to be kind, to be courteous, to have love in the soul, that kind of love which flows forth and is expressed in good works, which is a light to shine to the world, and which makes our joy full.